Okay, we're up to the pasuk. We're up to the pasuk in the Gapoyev of the Yitzay. We're up to pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel. We're discussing the Eved Ivri. The Eved Ivri was sold by either we learned according to Rashi the Eved Ivri was sold by the Beis Din. The pasuk here is telling us where the Eved Ivri was sold by the Beis Din because he committed a crime. He was a ganef, and for the crime he was sold. Okay, and how long does he work for? For 6 years. During those 6 years, the pasuk is now going to teach us that the master is permitted to give him a shifcha kenanis as a second wife. For what purpose? For the purpose of having children. So here the pasuk says tells us this halach in this very unique way. Im bigapo yavo bigapo yetze. What?
She had changed wife.
Well, let's see. Let's see how Rashi. Okay, let's see. I'm not sure. I mean, let's see. Let's see what it says. Im bigapo yavo bigapo yetze. Bigapo Rashi will tell us means if he comes in with his garment, which basically means we'll see what it means if he comes in all alone. If this slave is a single man. He's not married. He's not currently married. Then he goes out. He goes out with a shirt off his back. Okay, we'll see that in one moment. In Baal Isha, who, but let's say he is married, the Yatza'o Ishtoi Imoi, his wife goes out with him. It's a very bizarre pasuk. Let's see Rashi right away. Im Bigapo Yavo. Okay, here I'm trying to blow it up. In Bigapo Yavo. What does that mean, Bigapo? Shlohoy Nosu Isha. The word Bigapo means he came in alone. What is what Bigapo means? You'll say it means guf. Let's see in a moment. Rashi first tells Shlohoy Nosu Isha. He was not married. He was single. Beis Din sold him as a slave, and he is not a family man. He's a single. Kitargumoy im bilchudohi. The Targum translates the word Bigapo, meaning he is all alone. He is a Yochid. Leitoiv heyos Adam levado. The way the Torah describes a single man is levado. The Targum picks up upon this. The Targum says, Bilechodohi. He is all alone. Now Rashi, Kedarko, is coming to challenge the translation. So the Targum obviously learns what Bigapo means. He is, I guess, big gufo. We read bigapo, but the Targum learns the word bigapo, I'm assuming means guf, a guf, a body. And the form of the word po means his own body. He only cares about himself. He does not have a spouse, a wife, for whom he cares for, who he is responsible for. He's only concerned about himself. People, that is a very big problem with single people. And all about it, people that are single, the first complaint is, this is a phenomenon, is the older they get without getting married, the more selfish they become. Because when a person is married, he's literally trained every single moment of his life to give to his wife, to give to his children, to give to his grandchildren. His entire life focuses on others. A person who is not married doesn't have that. He thinks about himself the whole day. It's all about himself. And as he gets older, he reinforces this, the attitude of, it's all about me. It's not about anyone but myself. And then when he's presented with getting married, it gets harder and harder. Because marriage, obviously, is all about giving to someone else. And the more you are trained, the more you are accustomed to only thinking about yourself, the more difficult it gets. So here the Targum is picking up upon that point. In Bigapo Yavo, he is all alone. Bigapo means his own guf. His entire life is all about his guf. Rashi seems now to disagree with that translation. He says the same idea, but he disagrees with the translation. Rashi says, V'loshoin Bigapoi, it means Bichnofoi. Rashi seems to learn a whole new translation. The word gapo means a garment. That's what it means, a garment. How does the word a beget? How does the word a konaf? Konaf means farasta chenafecha. Farasta, it says by Rus. Rus said to Boaz, you shall spread your garment. Farasta I forgot the pasuk. Okay, chinafachu, your garment. So he says bichnafo. How does he go from the word gufoi to kinafoi? I guess the pay is the same letter, and the chaf and the nun turn into a gimel. I don't know. That's what Rashi says. Degapay bichnafoi shloi bo elu kamo shehu yichidi besoich levusho. So here he takes what the Targum says. He borrows from the Targum, Bilchoidohi. But he adds, it doesn't mean alone, it means a guf, it means a garment, an individual in his garment. Then, what's the knaf bigdoi? In the corner of his garment. So bigapoi means the corner of his garment. Okay, I don't know, I really have no idea how Rashi gets that, but that's what it says. Then what is the law? Bigapo Yetze. Magi, the Pasuk is teaching us. What's it teach? That he goes out with his garment. He goes out with his guf within his own garment. Magi, Shimlo Hoyonosun Mitchila. If when he was sold as a slave, according to Rashi, the Pasuk here is discussing where Bezdin sells him as a slave. If he was not married in the beginning, Ein Rabbi Moisle Shifra Knanis. The master does not give him a Shifra Knanis, L'chole Mimena, that he shall bring forth from her avodim, slaves. Now, Mr. Rappaport asked the question, is that when he gets the Shifra Kananis, is he legally married her? It would seem not. It seems like she's like a Pelegesh. It seems like there is no real Kiddushin. There is no real... It's the children that are being born out of wedlock. A Shifra Kananis is not a... It's a very complex status. What exactly is the status of an Eved Kanani? And the one in Eved Kanani observes all of the mitzvahs except Zman Groma. Eved Kanani has tefillah, he went to mikvah, and Eved Kanani had a bris milah, and he observes the mitzvahs, but yet he's not a full-fledged Jew. There's something lacking about Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani is a very big mystery. What exactly to define the essence of an Eved Kanani? And likewise a Shifra Kananis.
Here the question. Yeah. Normally, if
a
man has an affair, has a relationship with the Shifra Kananis, is over an affair, no?
Correct, absolutely.
Now, where does the Torah, if it wasn't for what the Torah Rashi is making a dash from the Gemara, what the master is asking him to do is being over an affair, no?
Okay, so obviously the answer is not, because under the authority of the master, this is permitted. If he's an individual living alone, a private person, and he wants to have an affair with a Shifra Kananis, that is a horrible sin. But being in this setting where he is under the authority of a master, he is limited in what his mobility and his whole life is, you know, he's a slave. He's called a slave. So then the Torah permits this. This is permitted. And that's what it says. It's permitted. It's not considered to be an aver. It's permitted. Now, the only time it's permitted, though, the Torah is making a very important condition, is if he's not married. If he has a regular wife, a wife that he married with kiddushin, with all the laws of marriage, then he's permitted to have, the master is permitted to give him a shifra kananis for the purpose of having slaves, that she shall be get pregnant and have children, and those children will be like the mother will be avodim. But if he was not married, then he's not permitted. Obviously, it's because if he's married, so this would not be considered to be like a promiscuity, znus. He's married, so now this is something the master gives him not for his benefit. It's to produce avodim. If he's not married, it's not a healthy, okay, we don't have to elaborate upon this, it would not be a healthy situation for him, not for anybody. So, Ein Rabbi Shifra Kananis L'Hol Min Avodim. Next. Now, let's say Baal Ishahu. Then it's, let's say he is a Baal Ish. Let's say he's married, a Yisraelis, a regular full-fledged woman. V'yotza Ishtoi Imoy. Rashi is the obvious question. Excuse me, who was sold as a slave? Who was sold? The man was sold. He committed a crime. Bezdin sold him to pay his debts. She, his wife, was not sold. How can the pasuk say that his wife will exit with him? Who told her? How did she get here? Shetetsi, that now the Torah tells that she says that she will leave. Ella, the answer is Magid Pakos. The Pasuk is teaching you Shehakoine Eved, if read incredible Chiddush, Chayiv B'mezoinos Ishay Banav. Part of the package. A person who buys a slave has an obligation to sustain his slave's wife and his children. Okay, you talk about America. They have all, you have a job, you have insurance. So does the insurance include your wife, your children? Do you have benefits? You have a family, you pay taxes. Are you a couple? Are you filing as a couple or are you filing as an individual? See, in America, we think it's a modern concept where an employer has an obligation not just to a person as a worker. An employer has an obligation to the person's family. This is an ancient concept. This is in the Torah. The Torah says clearly, if a master, one Jew, acquires another Jew, and he's obviously receiving money, he's receiving labor, he's receiving benefit, he has a duty, he has a halakhah, he has to support not just the one that's working, his wife, this man's wife, and their children, and thus, it's in essence, the yotze ish le'ima when he leaves. So now the master no longer has any obligations to support the wife and the children. Okay, so this is Rashi. So we go back to the pasuk. The pasuk of the yes says is copy of the pasuk. The chumash is not so great, but in begapo yod begapo yetze. Once I have to move this over on the screen, this thing is in the way. Fine. No, it's also in the way. Give me 1 second. Okay. So the pasuk of Yeshayahu says again, in begapu yates, it's a very hard pasuk. Begapu means the target will sit target in the moment he comes in alone. Rashi says, if he enters into servitude as a person who is just dressed in his garments, meaning he's all alone, he is a single adult. Begapu yates, the pasuk is teaching you, he will leave all alone, meaning he is not permitted, you may not give this person a shifra kananis. He has to be alone. He has to be a porush. He's a no dealings with noshim, with women during the time of his servitude. But let's say baal isha, he's married. He's a baal isha. He is the husband of a woman. Who he is? It's a very interesting expression. You define marriage. It sounds like she's the ikar. He's the tafel. He is the baal of an isha. Okay, the isha is he's the tag along. And the yotzea ishtay imay, then the wife leaves with him. Okay, let's really hear what is over here. The Targum it says im bilcho dohi ye oil. He learns the word begapoy means that he enters in all alone. Targum has no mention of a garment. Obviously, Rashi is looking to argue with the Targum. We'll have to see that ye oil bilcho dohi ye po. He shall leave alone. Im be'el itesahu, if he is the be'el, meaning the master of a woman, then this it is say may the wife leaves with him. Now let's see into the parish. Bilcho dohi levadoi kavanasa shlochoy nasa isha. Right, lo tirki bilcho di bloshim yachid kolosh takasim chderach shtikim lakaman. Okay, I don't know what he's saying over there. Let's go. This thing over here means he's all along. Let's just keep very simple. Ribone, that's the person dal gets it. No more comments. When you leave that, that's it. Nothing more to say about this. All right, let's go further. Now. We proceed. Pasuk Dal im Adana Vitilon Yisha. Let's say the master gives him a wife, the Aldolai Vanim Ivanais, and what kind of, now you see here Mr. Rappaport, here's what's the mystery. She is called an Isha. Yitinloy Isha. What does the word Isha mean? It means a wife or means a woman. Okay, I don't know. There's an Ish and an Isha. Gives him an Isha. It's not so clear the relationship. The Yodolei Vanim Vodos, and she gives birth to him, sons or daughters, so Yisha V'Yodecha, the woman and the children, Tiel Adonecha, they don't go with him. They remain under the authority of the master, but who and he, Yetzeh, he leaves B'Vigapo, he leaves all alone. Okay, let's see Rashi, Pasuk Dalet. Rashi Im Adonav Yitem Lo Isha, if the master gives him an Isha, Mikan, from here we learn, Shaharishus B'Yad Rava Lups Lo Shifcha Kenanis, Lohalim B'Men Vavodem, that she has the, that's right. The master can give him an isha to have children. Oy, maybe no. Maybe what the pasuk around is not tatigal Rashi. Rashi is a dilemma. The whole parsh mishpatim is just like all the Rashi doesn't go like this. A dilemma. Oh yeah, you didn't know. Maybe the pasuk means that the master has the right to give him a regular wife. Can give him a second wife. Oy ein ella be Israelis. The master can say to him, here, I want to give you a second wife. The pasuk concludes that the woman and the children remain under the authority of the master. Now, if he's really married to her, it cannot possibly be that they remain, that they remain with the master. Well, what's the reason? What's the proof? Here's the proof. Because if she's also a slave, because what would the pasuk then mean? Possible that you have to understand what this means. She goes out. Okay, so let's clarify a couple of things over here. The same way there's negative, Rashi is foreshadowing. There are many halachs on negative which we're going to come to. But basically, Rashi is foreshadowing and is telling us the same halachs apply to a male, apply to a female. A female who was sold by Bezdin, or maybe she's sold by her father. I don't know if a Bezdin can sell a woman, a girl, but let's say she's sold by her father to a person to be a slave. How long does a woman who is sold as an Omah or Evriya, a Jewish slave, serve her master? Not more than 6 years. Just like a male is not more than 6 years, a female is not more than 6 years. In addition, there's another very unique halach about a female, that when she becomes 12 years old and 6 months, she leaves. A man never leaves. A man must serve out his 6 years, no matter what. A female, she serves out the shorter sentence. Either she serves for 6 years, which means she was sold when she was 6 years old, so she'll serve until she's 12 years old, or if she sold any time over 6 years old, she will serve until she becomes a bogeris. A bogeris is 6 months after bas mitzvah. Bas mitzvah is 12 years old, a bogeris is 6 months later. 12 years and 6 months, she leaves. So now let's go, now with that introduction, go to this pasuk. Over here, the master is giving...
A woman over 12 and a half
cannot be sold.
Sell.
Exactly.
She cannot sell herself.
She cannot sell herself, and no one can sell herself. Because since the Torah makes a condition that when she gets her simonim, she exits, she leaves, that is equivalent to stating that once a girl is over 12 years and 6 months, she cannot be sold. A male can be sold as a slave and forever, and it'll only work a maximum of 6 years. A woman can only be sold under the age of 12 years and 6 months for a maximum of 6 years. Once it comes 6 years, she leaves. But if before the 6 years she becomes a bogeris, 12 years and 6 months, she also leaves. So here we're discussing a case where the pasuk is telling us that the master has authority over a young lady, because the master is saying, I want to give you a woman. Who's the master to give a wife? What authority would a master possibly have to give over a Jewish girl as a wife to a slave? Well, you don't have any authority over anyone. So the only possibility would be that the master has working for him an Omah Ho'evriya. Just like this male is his Jewish slave, he also has a female slave. So there is a Hava Amina to suggest that the master can take this female and give, and he has the authority in the Hava Amina to give her in marriage to his male slave. I'll make a shidduch. The master has a boy and a girl. The master will give the girl to the slave. Perhaps that's correct. And maybe that's what it means in the pasuk. When the pasuk says that he will give her, that's exactly maybe what the pasuk means. Madona v'itin lo yisha. Maybe it means that the master has another Maria and is going to give the Maria to the Eved Ivri. So that cannot be. You know why it cannot be? Because it says in the pasuk. The pasuk includes that when the Eved Ivri leaves, you know who leaves? The only one that leaves is going to be the male. But ho'isha vila deha, the woman and her children are going to remain as slaves to the master. That's impossible. Because she can't even have children until she's 12 years old. And therefore, she's already gone. What do you mean she's going to remain la'adoneha? That's impossible. A girl who's 12 years and 6 months already left. How could you ever say that this isha, that the master is giving the slave, is going to remain behind? The halach is, when she becomes 12 years and 6 months, she leaves. If she has it, so there's no way in the world you can say that she's going to remain la'adoneha. Therefore, the only possibility is to say that when it says that he gives him a isha, the master is giving the Jewish slave a shifcha kenanis, a non-Jewish woman who indeed he gets to keep forever. That's what Rashi says. So Rashi says over here, since it says, Hashari ha'vilda, ha'ina v'daver, ela b'kananis, shaharei, ha'ivriya, afiya itza b'shesh, she also leaves after 6 years, v'afi l'fnei shesh, even if you see my yitza. Shenemar, ha'achicha, your brother, ha'ivriya, malamech, av, ha'ivriya, the female slave, yitza b'shesh. Okay, that's Pasuk Daled. Let's now take a look at the Targum. Targum here says, if the ribonei, the master, yitain le itisa, gives him a woman, utzlile benin, oy benon. It says benin oy benon. What does that mean? It says bonim oy vanois. Okay, so benin means bonim, oy benon, with the yod it means sons, males. Without the yod it means females. The itisa, the woman, uvina. And her children, tehel leribona, for who yipog bilchodohin, he will go out alone. Let's see the parish over here. Ribone leribona. Okay, we have over here the word twice in this pasuk, the master. The first time it says, it calls him im ribone with the yud, ribone, and the second time it calls it leribona. Why is there a change? Why do we leave out the, here is there a yud, and here there is no yud? Why do we change from ne to na? So, he says over here, Targum Lashon Yochid, the loy kaloshon akosta, but ham shaderach al-tarilash akosta, look at Lashon Adlus, the Lashon Rabim, Ayn Rashi, the Ibn Ezra, aval ein zederach ha-targim. All right, this gets into one of his pet peeves here, the Ma'atzari. He loves to talk about this type of stuff. Lashon Yochid, Lashon Rabim, the past and the future. We have very limited time, so we're not going to dwell upon that. Okay, he really, really goes to town with that. Okay, there's nothing more, there's no more comments, so we have to go to the next pasuk. Next pasuk, pasuk hey. Pasuk hey says, now we come to the Nirtzim. Let's say the Evid says, oh, I love my master, yes, my wife, yes, but I'm not going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere. So what's going to happen now? So the master will take him to, the master is going to take him to the Elohim means what is this is the big topic. What is the word Elohim? It means the court. It's a very important pasuk. The word Elohim over here is not Kodesh. Take him to court. If he gishel adelis, he will bring him near the delis, the door. Oy el ha-mezuzah, the post, the doorpost. V'ratzah. Adonav es osno bamaretze, he will bore, the master will bore, rotza means to make a hole. What's with baratza? Not such an easy word, the word baratza. He will bore a hole, es osno his ear bamaretze, with an awl. Va'avodoy li'olam. I'll be a slave. One pasuk over here, what did I do over here? I read two psukim? I read two psukim by mistake.
Isn't he supposed to try to force him out? I mean, a pasuk, hey, seems... Oh, you want it? No problem. Okay, I have to do it. Doesn't the Gemara say that he's supposed to force him to leave?
I'm not familiar. You persuade him. Rashi's going to tell us. Rashi, it's a very big avera. We'll right. See him one more. Let's see. Let's read one more time. We'll do two psukim together. One more time. So we hear the Omar Yomar. Let's see if it says, I love my master and my wife and my children. Okay, he says, I love three things. Notice this. There are three things that he is in love with. He loves his master. He loves es ishti. Which wife is that? The shifcha kenanis. Ooh, that's what it's all about, right? He gave her shiksa. this Eved Ivri has a wife. He has a wife, and now he becomes an Eved Ivri. Oh, Eved Ivri, he gets a perk. The perk is he gets a Shifcha Kananis. I like the Shifcha Kananis more than I like my wife. Woo! That's bad stuff here, right? As Ishti V'yes Borai, I like my new children. Loi Eitzei Chavshi. So what happens? The master takes him to Ho Elohim, the Bezdin, and he brings him near the Delos, or to the Mezuzah. We have to see what this word O means. And he bores a hole in his ear, and he is a slave forever. Very strange pasuk. Okay, what in the world? We're brainwashed as children to just accept it. But what's really going on over here? Let's look at these two psukim, pasuk hey, pasuk and Rashi. Okay, pasuk hey over here says es ishti hashifcha. That's very important. When it says that I love my wife, ishti, is referring to the shifcha kananis. Notice here she's called ishti. Ishti is not an isha. When we started the pasuk im adonav yitin lo isha, gives him isha just means a woman. I'm giving you an object. You're a married man. You have a wife. You have children. I'm giving you here an object in order to produce children. This is not a personal relationship. Do not get emotionally involved with this woman. This woman is nothing more than an object that's going to produce for me assets. And what did this fellow do? He took this object and she became, you got emotionally involved with her. And she went from being just a woman to what he calls my wife. Woo! Now his real wife, the Yisraelis, when she sees this, boy, will she go through the roof. Basically, this is divorce court over here, is coming up over here. You call her your wife, the Shifcha Kananis, the Shiksa, you're calling her Ishti, I'm your Ishti, not this woman. So you see what happens over here? If whatever you did like Isha, the Isha over here turned into Es Ishti. And Bonoi, my children. That wasn't the goal. The goal was the old Bonim. Oy Bonois. These are not your children. They're Bonim, they're children. This woman is an object, and the children have no relationship with them. And all of a sudden, this fellow over here, you right away see what the problem is. He's calling the woman Ishti, he's calling the children my real children. What about your other children from your wife? Well, they're not called your boy. There's a big problem over here. And then he says, La'ese Chavshi. I know why he doesn't want to go out free, because if he goes out free, his wife will kill him. That's why he doesn't want to go out. But in any event, we got a big problem here. So over here, Rashi, when he says he loves, who is like he likes over here, is Hashifcha. He takes him to Elohim. Who is Elohim? Lebezdin. The word Elohim is not Kodesh. Elohim over here means the Bezdin. Tzarech Sheyimolech. Here Rashi adds in something very important. Tzarech Sheyimolech B'moichrav Shemachruhulam. If you remember yesterday we learned, Rashi had a discussion. Who sold this fellow? Who was the one that is the seller? Did he sell himself, or was he sold by the court? Rashi elaborated, there would be a very big nafkamina. And Rashi concluded by proving that this pasuk is discussing a case, this parsha is discussing a case where he was sold by the court, the Bezdin, which opens up major issue here, which I never thought about, but what would happen then if he sold himself?
Could not extend it.
I'm sorry?
He could not extend it.
Oh, exactly. Rashi adds here a line that if Rashi wouldn't say this, we wouldn't blink. Rashi adds that you have to go El Hoelchem to the Bezdin. Why? Okay, I would say because a Nirit says a Maisa Bezdin. It's a Maisa Bezdin. Whatever, you go to court. Rashi adds in the curveball here. Rashi says, you know why you go to the court? Because the court is the one who sold you the slave. That's why you go to the court, to do all of these things. Wait a minute. But there's another way a slave can be sold to a master, if he sells himself. So Rashi seems to indicate by saying over here shetzarich sheyimolech, you must consult b'moichrav with the sellers shemachruhu lo, who sold this slave to him. Why did that? Now I don't even know what that means. What does that mean? Why? What are you gaining? What's the problem over here? What do you need to consult? Rashi is not elaborating. Maybe what it means, what Mr. Rappaport is saying, is that the best maybe will try to knock some sense into him and tell him, you're not going to do this. You're not going to be a nirtza. What you're doing is an avera. The Bezdin has an obligation to persuade him not to do this. But it seems over here that there has to be a Bezdin. The Bezdin sold him. Okay, let's leave it with that. What do? They go to the Dells, the Mezuzah, Yachol Sheria, Mezuzah, Kasher L'Ritzah Lecha. It's over here, it says the word, one of the other two, the Dells, or the Mezuzah. When they take the awl and they bang a hole into his ear, do they do it on the door or they do it on the Mezuzah? Could you imagine the scene? Bezdin just got a brand new door. They paid $1,000 to buy a brand new, beautiful door for their Bezdin. And now shows up in Nirtzah, and they're going to put the Nirtzah on the door, and then take a hammer, and they're going to make a hole in the door. They're going to ruin the door. They don't want to ruin the door of the Bezdin. They don't want to ruin it. Or you know what? It might be an insult. They don't want, every time people come to court, they're going to look at the door. And what do they see on the door? A hole. Ooh, a hole on the door? How did the hole get here? A Nirtzah. A Nirtzah? How did that happen? Bezdin sold a slave. I don't know what the whole commotion, how the Shalshelis Advan will go, but it's not a badge of honor for the Bezdin to be responsible for the selling of the Nirtzah. And if people come to court every single day, and they knock on the door, and they wait. I mean, we've all been through this experience. You're waiting, you knock on the door, while you're waiting, you're looking at the door. You look at the door, you look at the furniture outside, you look at the flowers, you look at this, look at that. You take in the whole scene. And what are people going to see on the door? They're going to see a hole in the door. And what does that hole indicate? That there was a Nirtzah. Bezdin over here did the ceremony, the Nirtzah ceremony. How else did the hole get in the door? Is that something good for Bezdin? It's not a good thing. Megalgalin zuchus al yidei zakai v'choiva al yidei chayiv. Raj is going to say soon that a nirtze is a bezoyon, a terrible disgrace for the Jewish people. And for Bezdin to be responsible for this is not a mila. It's not a good thing for them. So Bezdin would very naturally want to hide their disgrace. And so when you go and you make the hole, don't do it on the door. Do it on the doorpost. Because the doorpost, there are a lot of scratches on the doorpost. The doorpost is not so noticeable. You can hide it on the doorpost. No. Yachol shadeya mezuzah kasher l'ritzah alecha. Nope. We wouldn't be mevazah the Bezdin. The Bezdin is getting bezionis. Tamalem b'nasata b'ozne v'delas. That's the, it says in Devarim, the equivalent, the door. Bedeles v'loy b'mezuzah. Oh, but it says in the pasuk over here the word mezuzah. The answer is hekish delas l'mezuzah. We're comparing the delas to the mezuzah. It's a drasha. Ma mezuzah mu'ubo. The mezuzah is vertical. A mezuzah by definition is the vertical. The lintel on top is horizontal. The mezuzah, the mashkoif, is horizontal. And the mezuzah is vertical. Mu'umad avdelas mu'umad. The door must be vertical. Now, what does that mean exactly? It's I don't really know. I'm not so clear what this is. Must be mu'umad. It sounds like, if I'm not mistaken, it means the door must be functional. The door must be on its hinges and it must be functional, just like the mezuzah. It's standing. Not really sure. I know what I'm saying, but basically, it's the way it's supposed to be. So, to the door, it must be functional. You know, there's an interesting shot, it's the story of Chaim Soloveitchik, Chaim Briskerov, one of the early Briskerovs. Chaim Soloveitchik was an incredible Baal Chesed, bizarre. His degree of Chesed was absolutely bizarre. Basically, he gave away everything that he had to anyone who wanted. He had no svarim. Because anyone who wanted a sefer would come to the house and borrow the sefer, they would never return it. Ad kedei kach, one day a guy comes to his house and starts and took away the bookcase. He said to him, you know, anyway, you don't have any svarim, so what do you need the bookcase for? Where do the children sleep? They slept on the floor. Why? Because all of the guests slept in the beds. So his own children slept on the floor. So there was a fellow, my Shahoya, who came to Chaim Soloveitchik and says, you know, your door is open the whole day. The whole day, the door is wide open. People are coming. Can I have the door? Can I have the door? I want your door. I need a door for my house. You don't need a door. Your door, the door is open the whole day, so let me have the door. He has such a story. So he said to the fellow, you know, I would give you the door. I really, really, really would. Believe me. The only thing is, there's a mitzvah in the Torah called the mezuzah. Chasavta ma'u mezuzah is beisecha v'yisharecha. And I'm not sure if the Rambam, this is a very big chumra. We do not follow this halacha, but it could be that there's a rishon in the Rambam. Maybe it's the Rambam. You're only chayiv in mezuzah if there is a functional door attached to the mezuzah. Today, halacha l'maisa, we have it all over the place. You walk into your house, all over the place. Every opening, you put a mezuzah. Is there a door? Probably, if you do the statistics, probably many mezuzahs are on openings where there's no door. You have an opening, there's no mezuzah, so you chayiv in the mezuzah. Some poskim hold you're not chayiv min atayra in the mezuzah unless you have the mezuzahs and the mashkif, and you have a door with hinges that is attached and is functional. Even if you keep the door open 24/7, the fact that there's a door, that is what is mechayiv the post in the mezuzah. So he told him, you can't take away my mitzvah deraisa. If you can take away the door, I'm not so sure I'm going to the mitzvah deraisa, the mezuzah, so therefore I can't give you the door. Now I want to use that just to explain what it means over here on the mashkef and the mezuzah. On the mezuzah, over here, these two things are related. Just like the mezuzah is mu'umot, so too the deles is mu'umot. Now, I don't know if I'm saying this in a sense, comparing it to that example, but there is a delis. A delis, by definition, means a functioning door. Just like by a mezuzah, you need a functioning door. So when it says only the delis and the mezuzah, we know for a fact that you have to have the maisa of nirtza is done on the delis. But maybe they have in the closet, the basin has in the closet a special door for the ceremony. Special door. And whenever there's a nirtza, they take out of the closet the delis and they bring it to the front and they have a ceremony. And when the ceremonies are, they put the delis in the garage for storage. No. It says, ala delis o el ha mezuzah. The word o here does not mean or. The word o, I don't know how you translate the word o in this case, but the word is a drasha. It means the delis and the mezuzah must be functional. Just like a mezuzah definition means that the threshold of the bias, so the door has to be functional. Can we bring our time over here? Let's try to only do the time over here. What time is it now? Oh no, it's 8:00 already. All right, so let's jump to the targum to see a little more targum before we close down. Okay, pasuk hey. What is the pasuk over here? Pasuk hey says what? It says over here. I love my master. Yos it to see my wife. The yos binoy my children. Loy epoik bar choyun. I'm not going out as a free man. So what happens? Vikar vine riboyne likdom da yo na yo. It's a very important rashi. El Elohim, Targum says to the judges. Vikar Vine levos dasha to the delis. Dasha is the threshold. The dasha, well, see, that's a little complicated. The dasha doesn't mean a door. But we have to see in a moment. Dasha, let's say, oy, the levos mezuzah, the arza, ribone yos, udne bimar. Tse'o, vihele eved palach la'olam, there'll be a slave that serves. Palach means serves la'olam. We'll do tomorrow, la'olam, just a little tiny drop. Rochemno, I love, ani oyev, Tergum lefi akavada b'loshen hoyv v'loshen zeh nimsekam makom b'mikra arachamei Hashem chazki kei all means is to love. I'm not explaining. Dayana ho Elohim. Did Rashi say anything? Did Rashi say make any comment on Elohim? Yeah. Did I skip that? No, I didn't. I didn't skip that. El ho Elohim lebezdin. Okay? Doesn't mean God, lebezdin. Shesach shi malach b'maychav shemachu lo. So over here, Targum says the same thing over here. Targum says over here, El ho Elohim. It means the Dayanim. Dayanaya. Ka saven b'chaye. Zeh. Sheshem Elohim in Yanoi Vitarguma Shoifate Nikrim Alehu Ki Elohim Shoifate. It means an Elohim is a Shoifate. Doesn't mean Hashem, it's not Kodesh, it means a Shoifate. Ze Yashpil Vize Yodim. The Chos of Maral Shelohim Zo Midas Din Shekim Misparoi Hu Dayan Ba'ain Miluim. All right, I'm a little bit disappointed. I thought we have more and more and more information to work with. Levos dasha eitzel hadelas. The word dasha means the door. Hamila levos means near. Mishameshes bechlola rak eitzel balichayim mechkan yitzel miaklau. The levos k'moy delos dasha eitzel. So we're saying Rebbe Chiddush. The levos, the dasha means door, means near the door. Eitzel. Okay. The levos k'moy the levos dasha eitzel oy delos. Oy the levos mezuzah oy hamakom b'asher eitzel mezuzah ein pasuk zem b'daber al pulas haritzia v'kan b'dubah b'mitzas hamadus ha'evel lefnei haritzia. This is very important what he says over here. Makom hamadusah eitzel adelus oy kol makom shu al yad hamezuzah. This pasuk over here is not telling us what they're doing yet. Targum over here, the way he translates the pasuk he's telling us over here is v'yishoy adonav, the master brings an el holohim v'yishoy el hadelus oy hamezuzah. He brings him near. We're not yet up to the act. We bring him near the delus or near the mezuzah. When the Targum say the word O, the Targum say the word O, it says over here, O the levos mezuzah. Rashi said O is not precise. And over here in the Targum doesn't really explain that. It's not really explained. So we have to assume that Rashi, maybe Rashi is coming to disagree with the Targum. If Rashi is coming to come, maybe Rashi understood the Targum between one or the other. But Rashi clearly says no. Only the door to Gzeres HaKosov. Targum can argue with that. And what it means over here, mezuzah means that the door has to be functional. All right, time is up. Rich Shimon will see you tomorrow. Thank you very much for joining me. Have a wonderful evening. And all the best to everybody. Zay Gesund.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.